Pulse on BFM 89.9, Daryl and Ofni with you this evening.
And you just heard the track Fast Food by Fear, Norwegian singer Fear. And I gotta admit, as with most
new discoveries,
I found it on FIFA.
Good old FIFA. Right, we've come on to a segment that we like to call
By the way, when it comes to podcasting, YouTube is beating Spotify. So Spotify has been investing heavily, right, in the podcasting sphere for quite some time now. But as the medium continues to grow in popularity, they've been facing heavy competition from all fronts, especially YouTube. Recently, Toronto-based audio research firm Signal Hill Insights did a survey on audio podcasts versus video podcasts, and that was participated by 600-plus people aged 18 and up that spent at least 1 hour per week watching or listening to podcasts. From those 600-plus people, 38% of participants prefer to watch their podcasts with video, and they prefer YouTube over Spotify, while Apple is ranking at the last place with only 8%. Those that prefer to use YouTube also spend an average of 55.5% actually watching the video at hand rather than just listening to the audio, up from 43% last year. According to the report, this pivot from audio to video is said to be driven mostly by newcomers that began consuming podcasting content during the past year, with 64% choosing to play the video in the background, 33% choosing to actively watch the video, and only 36% said that they only listen to the audio. This report also found that most early adopters of podcasting who listened to podcasts at least 4 years ago prefer to solely listen to the audio. When it comes to overall platform ranking, the go-to choice right now is YouTube, followed by Spotify and Apple. In the past, perhaps many would think that there's not much value in watching a video where, you know, people are just in front of each other, talking to each other. There's nothing much going on, right? But I guess times are changing.
Yeah, and times have changed over the last decade or so, right? You know, we see the trend heading towards audio podcasts and then video podcasts, audio podcasts, and then now video podcasts again. But I have one thing to say about this, though. I have tried listening to YouTube podcasts, but whenever I lock my phone, the video kind of stops. So
you know why? You need premium.
Premium. Maybe that's the way they're paying you how much off, Neil. Also, by the way, we're going to talk about the contender for Album of the Year. It's, of course, Kendrick Lamar's Mr. Morale and The Big Steppers. Recent news that is officially the biggest number one debut of the year so far. This marks Kendrick's fourth number one album on the Billboard 200 charts with this release, surpassing Bad Bunny's Un Verano Sin Ti peak of 274,000 album equivalent units. Kendrick has 295 album equivalent units. Four songs from Mr. Morale debuted at the top 10. In doing so, Kendrick becomes the seventh artist to accomplish this feat, joining the likes of Drake, Bad Bunny, Lil Wayne, Future, Juice WRLD, and J. Cole. Ahead of Mr. Morale's release, he continued his The Heart single series with The Heart Part 5. He developed a deepfake video for the track. You might have seen it. It's quite brilliantly done, taking on the faces of guys like O.J. Simpson, Kanye West, Nipsey Hussle, and more, alongside South Park creators Matt Parker and Trey Stone. But the track didn't appear on Mr. Morale, in keeping with the series tradition. Mr. Morale arrived 5 years after its predecessor, Damn, for which Kendrick earned a distinction of being the first hip-hop artist to win a Pulitzer Prize. Next week on the program, myself and Off will be reviewing Mr. Morale and The Big Steppers from Kendrick Lamar, so do stay tuned for that.
I'm pretty sure when his peers found out that, oh no, Kendrick is releasing an album on this particular date, I'm pretty sure they stay cleared of that release date.
Yeah, and also bye-bye my Grammy, right?
Yep, King Kendrick is back indeed. By the way, from one rapper to another, rapper Gunna has had quite the wild ride this year. He started the year off strong with the single Pushin' P that featured Future and Young Thug. That track became an instant hit and made the phrase Pushin' P the new slang. However, things took a turn for the worst this year as he has been put behind bars and will remain that way until 2023 as he was recently denied bond. Gunna and his mentor slash label boss Young Thug have both been named in a grand grand jury indictment that alleges that their record label, Young Stoner Life Records, is more than just a music label, but rather a front for being a criminal street gang. Prosecutors are alleging that from 2013 to 2022, the defendants conspired to illegally obtain money and property through racketeering activity, assault and threats of violence. In this indictment, prosecutors have referenced Gunna's lyrics and appearance on social media where he frequently mentions guns and more. This, alongside other rapper-related cases, have prompted New York State representatives to introduce a new bill that would stop rap music lyrics from being put on trial. This would be a huge deal, right, as it would prevent an artist's expression via lyrics to be used against them in a criminal trial. But for Gunna, Young Thug and the Young Stoner Life Records crew, the future remains uncertain.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, this is the first time I'm hearing of Gunna. I'm probably not missing much, am I?
You haven't been pushing P.
By the way, also Ukraine's Kalush Orchestra, they have won the Eurovision Song Contest. Of course, the Eurovision is one of the most visually stimulating spectacles on European television. The Ukraine Orchestra won it in a symbolic show of public support following the country's invasion of Russia. Spot of Ukraine during the program can be seen and heard from the first moments of the finals, with cameras panning to the live Italian crowd in Turin, with most seen dressed in yellow and blue and some waving the Ukrainian flag in support. Ukraine ended the evening with a whopping 631 points, followed by the UK with 466, Spain with 459, and Sweden with 438. The Kalush Orchestra became a recognizable fixture in this year's competition, thanks in large part to the members' distinctive outfits, dance move, and wind instrument skills, with its winning song Stefania combining rap verses and folk chorus. The band members are all men of fighting age and had to get temporary permits in order to leave Ukraine for Eurovision and return home immediately after the competition ended. On the other hand, Sam Ryder came second for the UK, which is the UK's best result since 1998. And with that, we've come to the end of this week's Pulse. We have one more tune for you, but if you'd like to revisit any of the stories that we did this evening, at top of the hour, we spoke to Mark Waiho, the head honcho of City Ross Festival, about this upcoming music festival happening this Saturday. And also, we spoke to Japanese trio Dios about their upcoming debut album. Again, if you'd like to revisit any of these interviews, head over to our website real soon, www.bfm.my/pulse.
We're going to end off with a track that I guess took many people by surprise. It's quite a unique collaboration between Diana Ross and...
Unique's an understatement.
It's a collaboration between Diana Ross and Tame Impala. This track is taken from the soundtrack of Minions, The Rise of Gru. It's called Turn Up the Sunshine. Leaving you with this last track right here on The Pulse with me, Ofni Ting, and Daryl Ong, BFM 89.9. Good night.